Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. News article: Occupied Kashmir between the aggression of India and the weakness of Pakistan, by Shahzad Sheikh. In the early hours of the 26th of February 2019, Indian warplanes tried to intrude Pakistan's airspace with three points of entry. According to the Armed Services Public Relations, ISPR, they were countered, but at one place, Balaghat, they were able to drop some bombs while they were fleeing. This news spread like wildfire, and the Muslims of Pakistan were furious as to how the political and military leadership allowed Indian fighters to return without being shot down. The pressure was so intense that the political and military leadership announced that they will answer the Indian aggression at a time of their choosing. The very next day, on the 27th of February 2019, Indian warplanes again tried to enter Pakistan's airspace from Indian-occupied Kashmir, with the Pakistan Air Force shooting down two Indian fighters. The wreckage and pilot of one Indian warplane fell in Azad Kashmir, liberated Kashmir, with locals seizing the pilot in rage. This news also spread like wildfire, with the Muslims of Pakistan erupting in celebration. The stance of the political and military leadership has been defensive. It is appealing to India for de-escalation, almost as if Pakistan is the guilty party that instigated conflict and now appeasing. It is saying that it will limit itself to retaliation only, rather than adopting the strong, powerful stance against India, which has waged a brutal war of occupation in occupied Kashmir for seven decades, killing, injuring, blinding, and raping. Instead, the political and military leadership is weakly offering to take action against those who undertook the daring Palwama attack on the Indian forces, in which more than 40 Indian occupying troops were sent to hell. Effectively, the political and military leadership acts as if the occupation is legitimate and the resistance is illegitimate. Thus, their weak stance has helped Modi in diverting attention from the Indian brutality in occupied Kashmir to presenting the resistance as the culprit. All this is happening when the Muslims of occupied Kashmir have brought the resistance against Indian occupation to a level that if Pakistan intervened militarily, occupied Kashmir would be liberated. There is no solution other than the Pakistan army actively arming the resistance as a prelude to fighting with them for liberation. Azad liberated Kashmir was liberated in 1947-1948 because of fighting without fearing any but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spring 1947, an uprising against the Indian ruler of the now liberated Kashmir broke out in Poonch in response to his oppression. The resistance was supported by fighters from all over Pakistan, including the noble Pashtun. They fought valiantly and drove out the Indian forces and proclaimed a provisional Azad Jammu and Kashmir government in Rawalpindi on October 3, 1947. They live today in security. However, since the ceasefire was brokered by United Nations in 1949, the Muslims of occupied Kashmir have been living without any security. The oppressor only understands the language of force and power, not the language of peace, dialogue, restraint, or normalization. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim armed forces of Pakistan are fully capable and willing to sacrifice their lives for the liberation of the occupied Kashmir. However, they are chained by a spineless political and military leadership which seeks the approval of America rather than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no doubt that the liberation of Kashmir is suspended between the Indian forces' aggression and the weakness of the political and military leadership of Pakistan. The whole situation will change in the favour of Muslims once the Khilafah, the Khalifate, on the method of prophethood is established in Pakistan. The Khalifa Rashid will respond to the cries of the brothers and sisters of occupied Kashmir, unleashing the lions of this ummah so that the hyenas run for their lives and that the Muslims will truly rejoice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم.
And on that day, the believers shall rejoice with the help of Allah. He helps whom He pleases, and He is the Mighty, the Merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4 and 5. Deputy to the spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Written for Ar-Rayyan newspaper, issue 224. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.